Hello, I'm Kim Ansell and I work on all things governance, leadership and management at Advance HE. I'm here today to talk to Tessie Akpeki about our co-facilitation of the Supporting Inclusive Boards community for 2023 and the second time we've offered such a programme. Tessie is a relationship coach, an organisational development specialist and facilitates conversations. She's also a professional podcaster and she was shortlisted as a governance champion at the CGI Awards. She brings an understanding of sitting on boards and supporting boards, so I'm delighted to have her here helping me facilitate this programme. We're planning four online developmental sessions. For me, Tessie, there are two aspects to developmental. First is to develop our practice, to learn from each other and to have better outcomes for our organisations. But equally important is to develop as individuals, to develop our understanding, open our minds, build our confidence, and improve our agency to change and evolve what we do. Tessie, what are your reflections about why this community is important and needed at the moment?
Hi, Kim. Before I give an answer on that point, how can I say this? But I am super excited about doing this program with you again. So that's my highlight for sure. And you know, I love open spaces and hosting open spaces. And I think people coming on this program would come into a space that is open, that is welcoming. And there's something about this space which is about an open mind, you know, curiosity, a willingness to learn from each other and to be in a safe, vulnerable, authentic and honest space where there is no judgment. Instead, we have positive, intentional regard. And this is really, it really is a journey of discovery.
I absolutely agree, Tessie. In fact, we're going to encourage participants of this program to think in a very appreciative and asset-based way and to articulate where they are now and what strengths they can build on to get to where they want to be. I'm really inspired by listening to people's aspirations and then helping them to think about how they will achieve them. Reflecting on the programme that we facilitated last year, I was absolutely delighted that the participants really recognised how their confidence had grown in taking the diversity and inclusion agenda to the board. What was the most inspiring and motivating outcome for you, Tessie?
Oh my word, there's so many highlights. Kim, as you know, one of my favorite programs ever is Strictly Come Dancing. I watch the professionals and non-professional things. And what I really like about Strictly Come Dancing is the journey, you know, the dance journey that people are on. They start as amateurs. And by the time it's finished, it's very hard to distinguish between the professional dancers and the amateur dancers. And actually, for me, I saw this in people who came on last year, that there was something about them becoming more confident through the reframing of induction, developing as new governors, knowing that they should support other people who are coming on board, sharing with each other, having a deeper and better understanding of the people they're involved with, seeing things differently, having different approaches, using different lenses. But ever so much, it was the excitement that they went away with, that this was something that would make a difference, not just to the board that people were sitting and they were supporting, but to the work of the universities that they were involved with holistically. And I thought that was simply and absolutely amazing.
That's a great reflection. Thank you, Tessie. So how do you think universities should be challenging their practices about board diversity and inclusivity?
A great question, Kim. You're on fire today, I must say. I think they need to recognize what biases are present, whether those biases are conscious or unconscious. They need to actually explore, to consider what gets in the way of good decision-making, innovative thinking, problem solving, exploration. And part of this exploration is looking at what barriers exist. Because even if they're perceived barriers, that becomes reality. They need to think about ways of creating truly diverse boards and governing bodies. And this is important, I think, that this is not a nice to have. This is a must have. But at the end of the must have, done well, it's the fact that they'll be more efficient, more effective, more productive, more impactful in the governance of the universities and in the work that they are doing overall.
That's a great top tip, Tessie. It's really about thinking about diversity and inclusion as a means to an end and not an end in itself. So how does diversity and inclusion facilitate better discussions, better decisions, and better outcomes? That's what we're really going to get to the nub of in this programme. Any other top tips before we finish, Tessie?
Yeah, I am super excited, as I said before, to be working with you, Kim, with a community that is going to benefit so much from this kind of thinking, particularly post-pandemic, in the kind of cost of living crisis we're in now. This could not have come at a better time to have an open mind, to be curious, but more so collectively to increase our collective awareness of what becomes possible when we're truly inclusive, when we're truly diverse, and when we respect each other's individual and collective talents. I am so confident that together we'll be able to do this, Kim.
So am I. I really look forward to seeing you in the Supporting Inclusive Board space very soon, Tessie. Bye for now.
Bye for now.